With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Interior Department is increasing fees at 17 popular national parks, including Glacier and Yellowstone, to $35 per vehicle, backing down from an earlier plan that would have forced visitors to pay $70 per vehicle. A plan announced today sets a $5 increase across entrance fees for iconic parks such as Yosemite, Mount Rainier, and Grand Teton Parks, among others. The rates will take effect beginning this June. The original plan drew widespread opposition from lawmakers and governors of both parties, who said the higher fees could exclude many Americans from enjoying natural parks. The agency received more than 109,000 comments on the plan, most of them opposed. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said the fee hikes were needed to help maintain the parks and begin to address an $11.6 billion maintenance backlog. Autumn Sienna Hines was charged today with criminal endangerment, possession of dangerous drugs, and criminal mischief. Hines is a Missoula daycare worker. Prosecutors say she was using meth while caring for infants. She did not enter a plea today. YMCA Interim Executive Director Heather Foster says Hines would have had direct contact with about 12 babies. Court records say the entire daycare was exposed to meth fumes, and cleanup could cost more than $80,000. An Idaho mining company is due in a Montana courtroom as it seeks to reverse its designation by state officials as an industry bad actor because of pollution tied to its CEO. A hearing was scheduled today on Helka Mining Co.'s request for a restraining order against state regulators. Montana's bad actor law blocks individuals and companies that don't clean or pay for the cleanup of old mines from starting new ones. A U.S. magistrate judge says Amtrak can be held liable for damages caused when a sleeper car attendant raped a North Carolina woman as the train traveled through northeastern Montana. Charles Henry Pinner of Detroit was convicted of the April 2015 rape and is serving a 60-year prison sentence. Amtrak argued it was not liable for Pinner's actions because they were outside of the scope of his work. Magistrate Judge John Johnston wrote Monday that as a common carrier paid for its services, Amtrak had the duty to, under state law, to use the utmost care and diligence in providing safe travel and is responsible for employees hired to meet that duty. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says he's encouraged that President Trump appears interested in the U.S. returning to negotiations to become part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. And Daines said he told the president that farmers and ranchers prefer access to international markets to subsidies that would protect them from tariffs. Daines was one of several farm state Republicans invited to the White House by President Trump this morning to talk about trade issues as the U.S. and China are threatening new tariffs and counter-tariffs. The Chinese are talking about a 25% duty on imports of beef and other U.S. farm goods. President Trump said he'll, quote, take care of farmers who are hurt by Chinese tariffs. Senator Steve Daines.
The president was suggesting that there would be this really subsidies, perhaps, that would be redirected. If we, you know, tariffs come in and redirect those subsidies to American farmers and ranchers. I can tell you what, unequivocally, the leaders who were in that room told the president, American farmers and ranchers don't want that. They don't want a handout. They want access to markets. He was surprised by that. He figured they'd be appreciative of that.
Daines also said that President Trump appears interested in re-engaging in negotiations to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trump withdrew from those talks shortly after taking office.
We suggested to the president that we re-engage with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. The U.S. had pulled out of that. That deal can be negotiated better for the United States, and that would result in significant wins for Montana agriculture, specifically beef, and getting access to the Japan market through a significant tariff reduction.
A statement issued by the White House after today's meeting with farm state senators suggests the president's position on TPP has not changed. The statement says, quote, the president has consistently said he would be open to a substantially better deal, including in his speech in Davos, Switzerland earlier this year. To that end, he's asked Ambassador Lighthizer and Director Kudlow to take another look at whether or not a better deal could be negotiated, end quote. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A Great Falls group trying to stop a large new livestock slaughter facility from coming to town is hosting a public forum Saturday night. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The company proposing the 3,000-acre slaughterhouse and some local stock growers say it will create jobs and benefit the ranching industry. But the Great Falls Area Concerned Citizens Group is organizing opposition to it. George Nikolakakos is the group's spokesperson.
We're basically bringing people together to get informed about the potential consequences of this massive industrial slaughterhouse on our community, everything from environmental and health risks to impacts on our infrastructure and on our social services.
Alberta-based company Friesen Food says its design for the Great Falls facility is environmentally friendly and will limit negative impacts on the community. The forum organized by opponents will be held Saturday night at 6 o'clock at the Great Falls Civic Center and will feature former agriculture and anthropology professors from the University of Missouri and University of Kansas. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Local college student entrepreneurs are competing this Friday for $50,000 in prize money, but they need a really savvy business idea first. Claire Manahan reports.
Students will pitch their best business and nonprofit ideas to a panel of potential investors at the annual John Rufato Business Startup Challenge in Missoula. Paul Gladen directs the Blackstone Launchpad, the University of Montana's business startup platform that's co-running the competition this year.
The students that compete every year tell us, in many ways, the most valuable thing is not really the prize money. It's the connections they make. It's the insights they gain from the questions and the discussion they have with the judges.
Past winners from the challenge include Big Sky Brewing and the restaurant Five on Black, as well as American Expedition Vehicles and Chilton Skis. Gladen says the competition sparks entrepreneurial spirit and inspiration in a state leading the nation in business creation, according to a Kauffman Foundation study. The winner of the competition will be announced Friday at 7 p.m. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.